So this is Ryan Fletcher with Whitney Larson of the Youth Action Group of the World Peace Forum. Thank you for coming in and sharing your time with us, Whitney.
Yeah, no problem.
Why was the Youth Action Group formed?
The youth, what we call it, the Youth Working Group at the World Peace Forum. Okay. And it was formed because we were looking for an opportunity for youth to get involved and have some meaningful involvement in the World Peace Forum. Oftentimes, youth don't have an opportunity to have that type of meaningful participation that they should have. And So we decided to, a proposal was put forward to have a separate youth working group where they could create their own component to the World Peace Forum.
Okay. What are some of the things that are going to be at the forum for the youth?
The youth will be holding a youth day on June 25th. That's the Sunday. And it will include a piece-by-piece project, art/informational fair. So local youth organizations will be participating, as well as youth will be presenting their art projects and school projects. And that will be upstairs in the UBC sub-ballroom.
Okay.
We'll have films all day that will be held in the Norm Theater.
Okay.
We'll have workshops. We'll be having more than 18 workshops, including a virtual conference that will be taking place, held by Heart in Action. We'll also be having an evening of entertainment, a showcase of entertainment, including groups, hip-hop groups, dance groups, and multicultural different types of groups from around the Lower Mainland.
Okay, so they're local groups?
Yes.
And what are some of the groups?
Ndidi Cascade, I'm sorry, I don't actually know the pronunciation.
Okay.
The Influence, we have a Bonga dance group, we are going to have an African dance group. We'll be having a slide documentary from Colombia, another dance group being choreographed by someone from Arts Umbrella, and a bunch of other groups, but I just can't think of them offhand here.
Okay. And with these youth action groups, what are some of the things you hope will result from the youth getting together? And what is the age range for youth?
The age range, I mean, we have people from high schools in grade 10 all the way through university. So the age range is probably 16 to mid-20s. So what we're hoping to come from this is, to have any type of peace movement. In order to make it an effective and sustainable peace movement, you have to have youth involved. I mean, we're going to be carrying on and moving forward in the next generation, so we need youth to be actively involved in the peace movements that are happening now. And so we're hoping that youth will take a stand, their voice will be heard, and they'll carry on the peace movements into the future.
All right. And what background do you bring into this position? Like, what other sort of things have you done?
I'm from all over Canada and the United States. I was born in Toronto, grew up in California, came to Vancouver. And I've been volunteering with youth for as long as I can remember, doing things, working at food banks, working at soup kitchens, working in the downtown east side. I was working with an organization called PLEA, and I was working with First Nations youth in the downtown east side.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of wanting to get youth involved in our community, and that's sort of been my focus, is working with youth and making them care, making them want to get involved and not just hang out in the streets and that type of thing. So that's sort of been my focus, and I'm a UBC student, and I'm finished with all my credits, but this is actually my final co-op term, and the position is funded by UBC, and I sort of... This posting came up, and it was just an excellent, it was just what an opportunity to use experience that I've have, and then also, I mean, to get involved in the World Peace Forum in this way is just such a great opportunity.
Yeah.
And I was able to work with youth and to bring the experience I had.
And you think you're going to go on and continue focusing on youth?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. It's been really great to see how youth can bring their skills and to really get involved with their community, work together, and to be excited about organizing events for the World Peace Forum and to care about each other and to care about their futures.
Yes. Are there a lot of youth like yourself involved at the World Peace Forum in the organizational level?
I'm actually the youth coordinator, and I mean, I'm sure as many people know, the World Peace Forum is a grassroots organization with really limited funding, and the actual staff is pretty small. We have a volunteer coordinator, a youth coordinator that's actually funded by UBC, mm-hmm. and we have, you know, the administration, the executive director, but very few full-time paid staff. The rest, it's really a volunteer-based organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm the youth coordinator, and the youth who are involved are volunteers, and we hold meetings every Tuesday from 4:30 to 6:30 at the office. And we have about 15 to 20 youth who show up to each meeting to help out with the planning.
Okay. Yeah.
And the event has actually been completely planned and organized by the youth.
Okay.
So,
what are some of the things that you're looking forward to at the forum? What really excites you about it?
Right now, we have a month left to go, and I'm pretty consumed with all the work I have to do. There's so much happening. I'm really excited for the Youth Day, of course, because we've been planning it. I mean, I've been on board here since January of this year, and the youth have been working since, you know, for a couple years now. And so it's really exciting to see that the Youth Day is actually going to be happening. To see it actually happen, it's going to be really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for the entire Youth Day, but other highlights, I mean, I'm looking forward to the peace walk across the Burrard Bridge,
mm-hmm.
and of course the concert with Buffy St. Marie and K-Non, and
mm-hmm.
I'm lucky out of all the I would have to say I'm pretty lucky, because the Youth Day is, it's one full day of programming on the 25th, and of course until the 25th I'm going to be swarmed with work, but I'm pretty sure I'll be able to enjoy the rest of the World Peace Forum, whereas many of the other organizers aren't really going to be able to enjoy with the events that they're putting on. Well, they'll be able to enjoy it, just they'll be organizing it a little bit more stressed out than myself. As soon as the 25th's over, I'll be sort of playing a supporting role, but actually able to sort of float around the Peace Forum, which is really exciting.
Okay. Have you been working with youth that could be like real leaders? Is there anyone that comes to mind?
The youth group? It's inspiring to see, you know, high school students that are coming out and who are, you know, putting proposals together for, you know, fundraising in their high schools and putting up announcements. I have a couple of youth who have written announcements for all the local high schools. Recently, we went to the Vancouver District Student Council meeting where representatives from all the high schools in the Lower Mainland are present, and we spoke to these students about the World Peace Forum and about getting involved, and we had some high school students from Churchill who actually spoke about the fundraising that they've done in their high school, mm-hmm. and they created an announcement that they passed around to the other students that could be read on their PA systems. And so that was really exciting, just to see them take initiative and so forth. And then a lot of the other youth who are present, who participate on the youth council, they're involved with a lot of different organizations around the Lower Mainland. I mean, we have Nicole, who works on for mobilization against war and occupation, and she does quite a bit there. And we have,
mm-hmm.
you know, a couple like Kira and Thomas, who are both on their student unions, and a lot of people are involved, like really heavily involved with their school student unions and newspapers. And so we have a lot of great people coming out, and still we have some, you know, we have a couple of just students who are interested in getting involved with the World mm-hmm. Peace Forum. And so this is sort of their first time ever volunteering and getting involved with a youth, you know, a youth group and a conference. And it's also exciting to see that, to see them kind of step up and to get them excited about participating maybe future community events and so forth. So,
okay. Well, great.
Yeah.
Is there any end goal that you're hoping to achieve in the forum, anything concrete?
We're hoping, after our workshops, we're hoping to create Sabrina Bonfanti is sort of heading this, and she's hoping to get the youth together to create a document that we can pass forward to the, maybe the next World Peace Forum, and show like what's coming out of the workshops, like what are we really getting from the workshops that we're holding. And so we're going to have scribes in each one of the workshops to take notes of what's going on, and you know what's being said and discussed in the workshops, and then and then taking those notes and putting something together, a document together, to say like, you know, how we could move forward for the next peace forum, or just, you know, youth movements in the future.
So this is kind of like discovery sessions as well, like what the issues are.
For sure. I mean, this is the first. The World Peace Forum is the first of its kind in North America.
Right.
And so that's what it definitely is. There's a lot of discovery that's going to be happening, and seeing what issues are most important to the youth today. And
Do you think youth are underrepresented?
I think that there's a lack of representation by youth because, you know, oftentimes, you know, leaders and organizers, they take on responsibilities, and they don't necessarily mean to exclude youth, but it's just youth just aren't a consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, oftentimes there is a lack of youth representation. And that's what these types of, I think that's changing. We're trying to give youth a voice in our community and in politics. And this is sort of the start to that, I think.
Okay. Is there another World Peace Forum already in the planning, or is this something that's...
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that they're hoping to hold another one and possibly follow the World Urban Forum wherever that is. I'm pretty sure the next World Urban Forum is going to be somewhere in China. And so, I mean, who knows if there'll be another World Peace Forum out there.
Yeah.
It's sort of all up in the air right now. We're just trying to get through this first one. And, you know, maybe when it's finished, we'll find out more about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for coming in, Whitney.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for inviting me.